hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the first day of March 2007, and my guest today, Mary Toko. She is a researcher, ladies and gentlemen. She's been doing this for over 25 years. And it started out that in Michigan, and she found out that they were trying to make certain vaccines mandatory for school children. And her approach on this was one of education and of choice. Well, the state didn't feel that people necessarily had a decision in this process, that the powers that be, the money powers, and government knew best what was good for your children. And we know that, they downplay it. Mary, we talked about Merck, and last year they've lost millions of dollars making products that are literally killing people. But they're going after the children now. It's one thing to vaccinate or do something to an adult. You have a fully developed immune system. By the age of 20, 25, you've probably come in contact with just about any little creepy crawlers or little germs or viruses on planet Earth, and your body recognizes these. It makes antibodies naturally through the system and combats those. Sometimes we see signs of infection or an attack on the body, fevers, rashes, swollen lymph nodes, whatever the case may be. But these are not killers. The Gardasil that Merck is coming out with, the facts behind this, the vaccine only protects against four types of HPV, which cause about 70% of the cervical cancers. Now, when you say cervical cancer, it's the big C word. The women go, ugh, you know, breast cancer and cervical cancer. Oh, this stuff is deadly. Well, Gardasil does not treat existing HPV infections, and it doesn't work for women exposed to the virus before getting the vaccine. The vaccine is currently approved for females from the age of 11 to 26 years of age, and it's not recommended for pregnant women. Now, in order for the immunity to continue, and you talked about this, booster shots are recommended. They're recommending every 5 years for these series of six-month shots at $380 a pop. And here's something else that people don't understand. Cervical cancer is really a rare and preventable cancer in U.S. women. Cervical cancer in the U.S. is a rare and preventable disease despite the vaccine hoopla. The rates for cervical cancer in the U.S. have been steadily declining since 1975. We're talking over 30 years ago. Not as a result of decreasing sexual partners or anything else, but as a result of the efficacy of continuing cancer screening by the use of Pap smear test, which women do regularly. Now, each year, roughly 12,000, only 12,000 out of the now 300 million people we have in this country, 12,000 American women are diagnosed with cervical cancer, 4,000, roughly one-third, die from it. And it's important to recognize that infection with HPV is very common, but cervical cancer is rare. 10 times as many women die of breast cancer, and twice as many die of leukemia. It's not cancer, but AIDS that's the leading killer of African-American women. And who are some of these people that are up for risk? Hispanic women, Southern black women, Texas-Mexican border white women, and also women in Appalachia. Why? Because they can't afford quality health care. It's not an epidemic, ladies and gentlemen, as it's being talked about in the medias and through these commercials that you're seeing on the television time after time. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee, you're first up on this edition of the National Intel Report.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Great.
I had a question. I heard your broadcast on the way home from work, and you were talking about different vaccinations and how, you know, most kids might get sicker maybe with the vaccination. I'll be 31 this year, and I've never had chickenpox, measles, or mumps. Should I be worried about that?
Well, just because you haven't, my opinion, just because you haven't had them doesn't mean you haven't been exposed, unless you've been living in a bubble out in the middle of nowhere. I have to believe if you're shopping at grocery stores around people in Walmart and you're in the real world, you're being exposed to everything. Not everybody has the full-blown illness or disease because they have been exposed. It could be that as a young child you were exposed and you might have run a little fever and you might have had a couple little rashes here and there, and your mother may have never noted that it was a chickenpox. It's hard to say. But I certainly don't encourage you to be fearful of it, and there's nothing you can do at this point to prevent yourself from being exposed to it unless you go live up in the mountains somewhere where no one is. You understand what I'm saying, John?
Yes, ma'am.
So I wouldn't be fearful of it. Many times people who even have had the chickenpox will end up having shingles or herpes-type breakout in their as an adult. And, again, that to me is, it's not a major, it's a minor. And you just go through it and deal with it.
Okay, I was just wondering, because I've heard that the older a person gets when they get it, it's kind of hard to get over it, or maybe lethal in some way.
You know, I hear that too, and yet I've really personally only ran into one person who suffered with shingles for a long, long period of time. And you have to understand, it's probably because their immune system is down. Their immune system is already compromised. Perhaps they're on a lot of medications and drugs already. So what I tell people, and I'm not a doctor, I'm just giving you my opinion based on what I've seen, is that you must focus on promoting health naturally and focus on building your body up through good nutrition, a healthy lifestyle, lots of good clean water. I'm a big believer in chiropractic care to help this nervous system function. There's a lot of things you can do to promote your health, and that's the best you can do versus running around afraid of what you might get. You see the difference?
Yes, ma'am. I've ordered off. I don't know what your thoughts are on a Kevin Trudeau or not, but I've ordered off, got all his books because I've got gout real bad.
You have gout real bad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's lots of things that I understand that are natural that can help with gout. One of them is cherry juice concentrate because it goes in and it breaks down the crystals that might be in your blood that are getting trapped in your blood vessels. Go on the Internet. Do a search on natural remedies for gout. And I do like Kevin Trudeau's book. In fact, if you even implement half of what he says to do, you're going to improve your health dramatically, I believe. I've read it. I've got it. I refer to it. And he's right on about a lot of things that he says. And like I say, if you can implement even part of what he recommends to detox and cleanse your body, you're going to be a whole lot healthier next year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. But Okay, you leave me a little bit on my chicken pot problem.
Good, I'm glad. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, John. Yeah, I have seen Kevin Trudeau. I am amazed that this guy's not sitting in prison right now.
I know.
Because I had seen several of his programs and talking about immunizations and whatever, and I was just astounded.
Mm-hmm.
This was on the air. I mean, we're talking about pharmacological. We're talking about the billionaire babies out here that don't want this information going out. I just wondered how he was able to do these television shows. I have not seen him of late, though. I will say that.
No, I think he's kind of laying low, and I also think that they've gone after him and they've caused him a lot of grief in his life. There's no doubt about it that he has paid a very big price to bring this information to the forefront. And, you know, I'm not saying I agree with everything he says, and I know many people are frustrated by his books because he says he's going to give you the answers and you actually have to join his website and become a supporter of his website to get many of the answers that he promises. But you know what? Bottom line is he's done a lot for the natural health care industry. He's brought a lot of awareness to the problems that we're having in this country with drugs and toxic issues in the human body. I think he's done a great job, and I would like to personally meet him someday and also get one of my DVDs in his possession. So,
back to the phones.
Okay.
Phil in Texas. Hello, Phil.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I have a question. My daughter's a sophomore here in public school, and they're requiring her to be vaccinated. Now, how do you get around it? Is she saying you just write a letter? I mean, I don't have money to take legal action or anything.
You don't have
to. What do you do, just write a letter?
What state are you in?
Texas.
I believe Texas, you had a philosophical exemption, and you have an awesome group in Texas who you can, I think, what is their name? I believe it's about, look for your local vaccine group in Texas. Dawn Richardson, I believe, is the leader of that. And she can certainly tell you how to get your children in school without vaccinations. Your local health department will have a form that you can sign to get your child in school. It really depends on your state law. There's a website that if you have questions about your own state, you can go on to the National Vaccine Information Center, and I believe it's www.909shots.com. And you can go right to your state, and they have a copy of the law, because it does vary from state to state, and they tell you exactly how to get your children into school, whether it's a religious exemption, a philosophical exemption, or a medical exemption.
And that's www.909.com?
909 shots. S-H-O-T, it might be plural, it might be singular, shots.com.
Oh, 909shots.com.
Right. Okay. And just so you know, the name of that group is the National Vaccine Information Center. If you put it under Google, you will find their website.
Okay.
And you can find out.
What is your website?
MaryToco.com, MaryToco.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good work.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. The thimerosal and autism.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that really twisted your tail, and you got on this real, real fast. And supposedly thimerosal has been done away with in vaccines, mm-hmm. but has it?
Not actually. And there's so much misinformation about this. And when I want to know the facts, I actually call Dr. Mark Geyer, who was appointed by Congressman Dan Burton to look into this back in 2000. And Mark, I just actually talked to his son, David, who researches with him. And his big concern is now the flu vaccine that they're requiring all children to take contains 25 micrograms of thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury. And it has been associated with neurological problems, demyelinization, gut disorders, lung damage, just to name a few. And he said that the children are being required to take one of these shots every year, and they start at the age of two. And the problem is they don't know when they're going to have a thimerosal-free shot available. So that's one problem. And parents, by the way, you can opt out of this. You have to know how to exercise your rights. The second problem is they're still manufacturing the vaccines with thimerosal. They are filtering it out at the end process, and they agree that they can't get it all, so there are going to still be trace amounts of thimerosal. And to be honest with you, these are the very same people, these are the same pharmaceutical companies who said thimerosal is totally safe and that there's nothing wrong with it being in vaccines, even though it was 60 times the safety level from the EPA. So how much can we trust these people who are making these and manufacturing these? How much can we trust what they say?
Well,
I personally don't trust them.
Well, you mentioned Merck and last year. And what was the name of the drug again?
Thimerosal?
No, not Thimerosal.
Oh, Vioxx.
Vioxx.
You know, they knew that thousands of people were having major heart attacks and strokes because of Vioxx and did absolutely nothing because, you know what, the profits are rolling in. And really, that's all that they're very concerned about. It amazes me that they can keep a product on the market that is proven to cause thousands and thousands of people to die or have heart attacks or strokes. And all they are told is just put a warning on it.
This
is a company who's bringing vaccines to us. And there's one that I hope we can talk about today, the rotavirus vaccine called Rotatec. It's brand new. Parents, beware. I just did a bunch of research on it, and it's going to be part of the mandated program for young infants, and I believe it's a very dangerous vaccine.
The artificial sweeteners, I mentioned Donnie Rumsfeld before. This guy was on the board of Cereal, and, well, ironically, these artificial sweeteners, the Food and Drug Administration turned it down. Centers on Disease Control didn't have too much kind things to say about it. But Donald Rumsfeld was on the board, got the thing stiff. I guess he strong-armed. He got it through. This guy is going to have a nice retirement from this company. I don't know if it was. I think it was a GD Searle.
I'm not familiar with that.
With the artificial sweeteners that are absolutely in everything now.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that turns to formaldehyde in your bloodstream.
Aspartame.
There you go.
Aspartame.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Splenda, all of those
right.
things.
Mm-hmm.
They're in our chewing gum. They're in our children's vitamins. This stuff is absolutely toxic for the body, but yet all the studies that were done suggested that this is not good stuff, but here it is on the product shelves going out by the hundreds of thousands of pounds every year right into people, right into our children. Yeah, I mean, Trident chewing gum's a good case. I mean, that's exclusively what's in there. There's no other artificial sweeteners in there. It's just aspartame, and isn't it good? I mean, it's amazing to me, Mary. The greed and the money and the politicians and this stuff being shoved, literally pushed down people's throats, and they're sitting around talking about Mickey D's and how bad Mickey D's is. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I was right. I had to test my memory there. G.D. Searle and company came out with aspartame. A guy by the name of Schlatter was actually looking for a treatment for ulcers when he discovered that he'd made this, what they call a sweet, attractive flavor. And I went to the website and did a quick search on this, Mary, and evidently the aspartame people out there, and they have their own website, and they're saying that it's been safety tested in over 200 studies and has been approved for use in foods and drinks by more than 100 countries. People all over the world have been enjoying the taste of aspartame for more than 25 years.
Wow.
And it's part of your healthy diet.
Oh, my. Like I say, there's a ton of misinformation out there. It's very hard for the parents to decipher what is truth and what is not. And, you know, if it's not natural and made by God's own hand, I swear, you better be looking at it very carefully.
I'm telling you. And of course, Donald Rumsfeld, you know, he's into killing people on massive scales, a shock and awe guy himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was on the board at G.D. Searle and strong-armed people and got that thing approved. And it's a billion-dollar industry today. I mean, it is in everything.
And we could spend a whole 2 hours talking just about aspartame and the dangers of it.
Well, you know? We have a little time here. We'll continue to take calls. We'll intersperse our calls with our conversation, and let's go to them. Ken in Alabama. Hello, Ken.
is a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have two comments. First, when I was in Arizona in, 89, I did an article in The Sun about aspartame, talking about how it was affect the nervous system, and that was a long time ago. It had just hit the market, and it tastes awful. And secondly, the reason that I called was a surefire way to stop your child from getting vaccinations is to, what I did with my son is they said he has to have it. I said, well, okay, you have to sign a waiver for me saying if he gets sick, you'll be completely responsible for him and pay any medical and damages done. And they just turned white as a sheet and gave me a waiver and sent me on my way.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So I don't know what the laws are in Alabama, but that certainly worked.
Well, there are suits in New Mexico right now against aspartame and many other countries, many other states are looking into this aspartame thing. As a matter of fact, as I was talking about the aspartame thing, I clicked over to another page about internet rumors, and I'm sure you know this lady, Betty Martini. I've had her on this program before, and they have a special link for the scaremongering, and they mention Betty Martini by name.
Hmm.
And Betty is doing the same thing that you are doing on the aspartame thing as you are doing on the vaccines. I wouldn't doubt that I'll be seeing your name plastered up there and you being called a scaremonger.
No doubt. There have been a few that have attacked me on the internet, and it's okay. You know, I can take it because I think parents are listening. I think they're ready for the information, the truth. Everything I say is based on documentation. And, you know, there are always going to be those that try to attack those who bring out the truth about something. So that's okay.
How well I know.
Money's involved.
Yeah, how well I know that.
Well, you sure do. Right.
Yeah. Ken, anything else?
Oh, that's it. Those two things are all I really had to say, and I really do appreciate it. This is a great program.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it.
Appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much. Thanks, Ken.
Y'all have a good night.
All righty. Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just want to mention there's another artificial sweetener also that's not very good. It's called Splendor. Familiar with that?
Familiar with it.
I've heard about it.
Yes, well, there's several of them. My wife has a type 2 diabetes, and I try to keep her away from these things, but she can't help it. She wants certain things, and at least aspartame, at least I got rid of that. So one other comment there.
Splenda is still aspartame, though.
Well, it's a derivative of aspartame.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing is there that I worked for pharmaceutical companies for 28 years. I'll mention Bristol-Myers Squibb. They all work together. They're all an association. Bristol-Myers used to have home products. They sold them all. Went into prescription drugs. I'm retired now from them. Thank God that I am, because they did bad things. They forged their products and put them in a warehouse and call it sales, and I lost a lot of money and others on stock. One other thing I want to mention also is that, is your guest familiar with the book Lab 257?
No, I'm not.
Pardon?
No, I've never heard of it. Lab 257.
Right, there's a laboratory off of Long Island called Plum Island. And I just got this book by Michael Christopher Carroll, Carroll. It's called Lab 257.
Hmm.
It's off of Long Island. It's called Plum Island. That's where the connection between West Nile virus and Lyme disease, that's where that came from. That lab, and I tell you, it's a scary business. I hope you can get it and research it.
I will try to get a hold of it. That would be something interesting for me to read. Thank you so much.
Oh, Lab 257, Mike Christopher Carroll, Carroll.
Yep.
And I don't know. There's several politicians. One was former governor Marion Cuomo. He knows about this. In fact, he mentioned it. He read the book. Senator, former U.S. Senator Laura Weicker, and they're in there that they know about it. I don't think it was shut down. It's still active. And as you know, AIDS came from a laboratory also.
I wouldn't doubt it.
By the way, Ed, you may want to try using stevia rather than what you're using right now.
Stevia, is that a good product?
Hold on a second. Let me hold you over during the break here. 800-313-9443 is call-in number. My guest today, Mary Toko.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yeah, Ed, in New Jersey, stevia, what it is, it's an extract from the leaves of the stevia plant. It's not an artificial sweetener, nothing created chemically in a lab. It's literally an extract. And it's a natural organic product. It doesn't contain saccharins or aspartame or fructose, sugar, maltodextrins, artificial sweeteners, anything else. And it can be used by anyone and anybody to reduce their caloric or carbohydrate intake. And it's safe for use by diabetics. So you may want to look into that because you're still using aspartame, my friend. Ed? He's gone? Okay.
I think he's gone.
Well, Ed, I hope that you heard me because you're not doing your wife any favor by buying her the derivatives of aspartame. It's just bad stuff. And by the way, the registered or patent name on that is NutraSweet. So if you see anything out there, folks, with aspartame or NutraSweet or anything like that in it, stay away from it. Mary, I don't know about you, but I discovered something a couple of months ago. I was in a local grocery store down here. And I'm looking at various products on the shelves brought in from other countries, and Coca-Cola, it's sold worldwide. And I happened to see a Coke bottle that looked a little different. It was something done from yesteryear, and I picked the bottle up, and I'm looking at the ingredients. Well, it's a product from Mexico.
Wow.
And they don't use artificial sweeteners or, you know, these fructose derivatives or anything like that. No, they just use sugar. So I had to buy some of it. And lo and behold, it's the Coke taste. Now, remember Coca-Cola went through this whole big thing, and a lot of people said that back in the 80s that they were doing away with the original Coke formula, and here's the new Coke formula. Well,
right.
It was a big ploy to get Coca-Cola on everybody's mind in the big battle. Should we bring back Coca-Cola, the original? And for a long time, they marketed their competing products, the new Coke versus the old Coke and original on it and everything else. But I noticed something when I tasted that Coca-Cola made in Mexico, even though their water's not the greatest down there, it tasted like the Coca-Cola of old.
Wow,
the Coke that I tasted when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
The stuff that I taste now in these cans and bottles, mm-hmm. it's got a funny taste to it. And the high fructose corn syrup, I'm sure that it has something to do with it. But, folks, I'm serious. You want to try a little experiment, your local grocery store, I'm sure it's in there. If you're a Coca-Cola drinker, and I'm not plugging Coca-Cola here, but if you're a Coke drinker, try the stuff imported from Mexico. You do the taste test. Forget the Pepsi Coke taste test. Try the taste test with Coca-Cola the way it was originally made, and you tell me there's not a difference. It's pretty amazing. Let's go back to the phones here. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Splenda, John, is sugar that has been bleached with chlorine. And what it does is it seems to shrink your thymus gland. So it is different than the aspartame, but it's people are saying it's probably just as bad, just not as quick.
Mm.
So then the other thing, the reason I called first... Tamiflu, also by Rummy and Searle Company.
Mm-hmm.
Tamiflu, the little girl that died up in Williamson County, 16 years old, died from the flu last week, John?
Yeah, I read the article.
Yeah. Well, I read the article, too, and it said she got sick on the 10th, she went to the doctor on the 12th, she was given Tamiflu, and she died on the 13th from cardiac arrest.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, then 2 days later, Mark Dankoff had Sherry Tenpenny on, and she's got a whole chapter in her new book about Tamiflu. And she immediately, she said, oh, yes, there were in the FDA trials, it caused 5 cases of cardiac arrest, and 3 of them were sudden death.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So the little girl would not have died probably from the flu, but she certainly died from the Tamiflu.
And the death certificate will never tell the truth. And, you know, just like this new vaccine, they're talking about the rotavirus vaccine called Rotatec. 52 children, babies, infants, died during the trial. And they called it SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Oh, yeah, that's so handy to have a little thing like that that you can fall back on.
It really is, and I'm afraid that they've been doing this for years and years and years, and I believe that, you know, our country for SIDS is one of the worst countries in the world, and I believe our SIDS rate is probably directly related to the amount of vaccines our babies are given as soon as they're born.
Yeah, they're a couple hours old, and they want to hit them with the Hep B?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah, that's insane. Would you, and like this live cancer virus?
Yeah.
You know, this human papilloma,
sure.
HPV.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew someone that had cancer, would I go take a scraping from their sores, put it in an injection, and then stick it in my arm and infect myself with, I mean, this is what they're doing. They're taking live cancer virus and putting it in your body. This can't be good.
No, I don't think. I think the whole vaccine theory is terribly flawed. And I can go through every single vaccine that our children are recommended, as well as the adult vaccines. You know, the flu vaccine is a good example of a non-scientific vaccine that they throw together the year before the flu even comes around. They predict what it's going to be, and they throw all of these viruses together. And there are just people that get sick from the vaccine all the time, severely sick from the vaccine all the time. So every vaccination that I have researched has more negative associated with it than good.
And then add on, you know, if you own a pet, you're forced to at least give them the rabies.
Right.
I have a vet here in Austin that he's so understanding, and he knows that they're not good, but he's got to do it by law. But he'll let me go several years before I have to do the rabies again.
Good, and that's the kind of vet we need to seek out, somebody who's going to honor and respect our decision with our animals to
right.
not fill their bodies full of the vaccine, too.
Yeah, because, you know, I had a little a schnauzer when she was 7 years old. I gave her her yearly vaccines. You know, it had been a couple of years. I wasn't taking her in all the time, but within a week, she had developed diabetes. I didn't know what was wrong with her. She was dying. You know, I had no clue, and we pulled her through it, and I ended up giving her injections morning and night for the next 8 years of her little life, and I was very good at it by the time she was old enough that she no longer could function. But still, to have to go through that.
Yes, it happened to my sister as well. I had a sister whose dog went through the very same scenario. And there's a great book by Catherine Diodati called about animal vaccines. And basically what they're doing is the same thing they're doing with children, they're doing in the animal community. And it keeps the veterinarian's office very, very busy
yeah.
with sick animals.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No conscience that you earn lots of money.
Well, you mentioned, Melissa, you mentioned Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm.
And if we remember, let's jump in Mr. Sherman's Wayback Machine here and go back to 1976, 31 years ago. We were told the swine flu was going to kill millions of Americans. Well, and they were urged to take a vaccine against it. Now, the swine flu pandemic, it never developed, never happened. But the extent, what they did, they just, it's hyperbole here. They just hyped this stuff beyond belief. The vaccine program was halted in January of 77 after 500 cases of, I do believe this is Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a serious polio-like syndrome occurred in the vaccine recipients. There were 25 deaths from the syndrome, and the federal government had to eventually pay out $90 million in damages from the lawsuits. Now, we talked about Merck before. Well, we do believe that the AIDS virus was, and HIV, was created in laboratories, and this pandemic, supposedly, originally exclusively happened in gay men due to contamination of the experimental hepatitis B vaccine, also made by Merck and company, and these people were inoculated, and thousands of gay male volunteers showed up prior to the outbreak of AIDS and got the introduction of HIV into the population through their shots.
Wow. All right, well, I'll let you guys go. This is just so important to talk about this stuff.
It is, because now they're not satisfied with going after healthy adults and making them sick, Melissa. Now they're going after the children.
Yep, they are. And most parents are so unaware. They do it in faith. And I think you remember at the beginning of my DVD, I tell people, don't even trust me. I'm not asking you to trust me or have faith in me, because I want you as a parent to make an informed decision. And the reason we're in this problem right now with all of these sick, chronically ill children who suffer with diabetes and asthma and autism and learning disabilities is because we have faith in a system instead of taking the time to research. And we just take our children in total faith that these doctors know what's best for them. And I tell people all the time, you must not have faith in a system. You must become educated.
It is amazing. And let me put out your information again here.
Okay.
Your website, marytoko.com. That's M-A-R-Y. Just spell it out. No dashes, no underscores, no
that's
nothing.
Right.
Marytoko, T-O-C-C-O.com. If folks, you're not online to get her DVD that was produced last year, Are Vaccines Safe? You need to see this. You need to spread this around and have parents watch this thing. If you don't have a computer, you're not online, just give her a call at 231-642-7984. That's 231-642-7984. And your email address, Mary?
You can email me right from my website as well. Okay. We've had a little bit of problem, but I think we've worked that problem out. But if not, I have another email, marytocho@charter.net, which is charter.net. So I have lots of ways to get a hold of me. I'm happy to take your questions and give you information on biblical reasons to not vaccinate if you're a Christian and you'd like those. But most importantly, I want you to share the information with those that you care about. I really believe we can make a difference. If enough parents say no to the toxic vaccines, something is going to have to change.
Now, we haven't even touched upon, really, the issue here of consent forms, and they need stupid people to put their signature online because that limits the liabilities. We haven't even talked about how they're trying to limit the liabilities from these I don't even know what to call them. Toxins? Do we call them poisons?
Right.
It's simply amazing. Now, what are consenting? What are people actually saying when they're signing their name to these forms, these consent forms, to get their children vaccinated?
Well, basically, they're saying that they will not hold anybody liable or responsible for the outcome, including the doctor. And you know, I tell people, please know what you're signing a consent form. Know what you're signing, because you're consenting to give your children multiple injections of not just viral and bacterial components, but all kinds of antigens, preservatives, stimulators, suppressors in the immune system, you know, that do not belong in the human body. And the consequence can be lifelong chronic illness or even death. And so read the inserts. If you've ever taken a vaccine insert out and read it, you'll see how many babies died in the pre-trials. You'll find out how many children had seizures. The latest one that came out, several years ago. It was called the RotaShield, and it was for infant diarrhea. And it came out, and it was on the market for 6 months and had to be pulled because so many children needed emergency surgery because they suffered from intussusception of the colon, which is a swelling of the colon, and then the colon actually becomes obstructed and it folds in on itself. And before this vaccine was released, in the safety studies, they had many, many children who suffered from intussusception, but they still released it anyway. Now, keep this in mind. We are trying to avoid diarrhea in babies because some babies will get dehydrated and some will die. But most of the time, diarrhea is really not an issue for most infants. And parents know when their children aren't right and they can take them into the doctor. But we come up with a vaccine that is for rotavirus in the digestive tract, and the very vaccine that they are recommending now is called Rotatec. Already, like I said, they've had 52 children die in the preliminary studies, and they said it was from sudden infant death syndrome.
You know, it's simply amazing. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you really know what are in vaccines? Do you really know what these drug manufacturers are sticking in there? We know that they would like to see, for their sustainability project for planet Earth and all the human inhabitants, that they'd like to eliminate about 75% of all human beings on the face of the planet. They're saying that's a sustainable level and that we can work with that. But what if your vaccines are being laced with anti-fertility drugs and administered to childbearing women in third world countries? Millions of Mexican, Nicaraguan, Filipino women were duped into taking tetanus vaccines, some of which contained a female hormone called HCG, capable of causing miscarriage and sterilization. In 1995, a Catholic human rights organization called Human Life International accused the World Health Organization of promoting a Canadian-made tetanus vaccine containing the pregnancy hormone HCG. So, folks, what are they going to put into your child? Do you think that the people that want to eliminate 75% of the population here on Earth are not these billionaires and billion-dollar baby companies here are not connected to the globalist and their effort to curtail the human population? Think about this. I mean, this is extremely dangerous. And when they're telling people that this is mandated, that you must take these. I mean, we're talking about hepatitis B vaccines. We're talking about the HPV that they're trying to mandate. We're talking about all these things. And Mary, you said it. You said it in your presentation in this DVD that they couldn't market a lot of these things to the intended market, like say people, homosexuals or people at risk, mm-hmm. with sexual activity or whatever. Evidently they weren't lining up at their health clinics or going to their doctors to get this. So they had to target another market segment out there. Who did they go after?
They went after the infants. That was with the hepatitis B vaccine. And, you know, that particular vaccine, the testing before they mandated it, was very poor. And I'm looking for a quote right now by Barbara Fisher. She's from the National Vaccine Information Center. And she said that the hepatitis B vaccine got licensed without adequate proof of long-term safety. The studies only included a few thousand children who were monitored for only 4 to 5 days after the vaccination to check for any reaction. And that's it. And then they mandated it for all newborn babies. It was never tested on brand new babies.
Well, not only are you getting the cocktail shot into your babies, you're also getting the Social Security number applied at birth. They can't even wait till they become working age to get into that system. We'll break here. We'll try to squeeze in a few more calls. We got a short segment coming up with our guest, Mary Toko.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Let's move quickly through these remaining calls. Patrick in the United Kingdom. Hello, Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hello, good evening. Just this will only take 60 seconds, John, but I worked for 18 years in the food, drink, tobacco industry in my former sinful life, and I also worked for a pharmaceutical company beginning with the letter R. I don't want to create a libel suit on your network. But
okay, I'll say the word. I think it's Roche Laboratories.
Oh, you. Well, I can't possibly comment. But, here's
but I said it, you didn't, you see.
Here's one of the most powerful weapons they use, and Mary may have seen this in action. Several times a year, they send a check to the medical practices right here in the UK and America for coffee mornings for mothers who are so pleased that they've taken the MMR vaccine for their children, to reassure other mothers, and I tell you, it's a very, very powerful weapon. And right in front of me here on the screen, this is my last point, I have the Hippocratic Oath here, and you can pull it off if you wish to. And I'm just going to read one line, just one line only. And it says in Old English, "To please no one will I prescribe a deadly drug, nor give advice which may cause his death to a person." So these are the same creatures who are now snake oil salesmen who have taken the Hippocratic Oath and promoting, usually in the local church hall, very cozy, no medical people present, using mothers of children to promote the MMR vaccine.
Well, they've taken the Hippocratic Oath and turned it into hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. And John in Michigan. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Hello, John and Mary. I want to let people know that Mary is my sister.
Hi, John.
And that she is, because of her information, I've been able to spread the word. I've had nurses, doctors, many professional people, many just simple people not vaccinate their children. My wife works in mental health here, and autism is rampant here up in northern Michigan. Not only that, but learning disabilities. It's just tragic. And the person that brought in all these vaccines for these newborn infants was our great leader at the time, Clinton. And I think I feel that this is just a satanic ritual that these people are doing. And that's my opinion. And it's very evil. This is a spiritual battle. And people have to look at it like that and just hang in there and don't contaminate your children.
Absolutely. You're lucky to have a wonderful sister. And Mary, uh-huh. your brother up there, just a great guy.
I know. He's great. Thanks, John. Thanks for your vote of support there.
And when you go to the grocery stores, all you see on at eye level are aspartame products. It's and also that this industry not only is profitable at the shop, but it's a lifelong cost for these parents with all the pharmaceuticals that they have to take to stabilize their children.
Better living through chemistry.
And also many of these people, because they have diabetes, what is their drink of choice? It's a diet product.
There you go.
It's just such a very evil thing, I think, that's taking place here. We just have to pray and have God in our life.
And keep educating. Keep
Amen.
Educating.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks,
God bless
John.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, we're out of time, Mary.
Oh, it's been great.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the air. I've always been in support of what you've been doing. You are a great person. You're
Thank
a genuine
you.
Person. You've laid it on the line many times, and you have never quit. You have been doing this for more than a quarter of a century, and my hat off to you,
Thank
ma'am.
You so much, and your program is always it's always been really great. We always seem to get a lot of information out, and I just thank you again for having me on and sticking your neck out with me.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
No problem. That's what I'm here to do. Your number down there is 231-642-7984. You want to email her, go to the site, Mary Tocco, that's MaryTocco.com, and continued success.
Thank you so much, and God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. It's a bunch of people caring about other people, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get through this thing. We're going to have to beat them off sometimes with a stick, but we will get through this. We will have our country back, and the crooks and the slimy ones will be back under the rocks from whence they came. That is my pledge. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.